Hurricane Francis, spanning nearly the entire state of Florida, is creeping slowly inland from the Atlantic coast this morning. The storm weakened after making landfall, but moving at just 8 miles per hour. Francis promised to drop as much as 20 inches of rain on parts of Florida. NPR's Adam Hochberg started driving north from Miami early this morning. He's on the line now. Adam, where are you?
I'm in Pompano Beach. That's a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale. We're underneath the awning of a Chevron gas station here, trying to take some cover from the winds and a little bit of rain that still remains here.
Are you in the car?
No, actually, we're kneeling here on a damp sidewalk outside this gas station. The gas station is closed. The windows are taped up, and there's no electricity here, so we're the only folks around.
Talk about some of the conditions outside where you are then.
Where we are here, we're on the edge of the storm, and for the most part, the hurricane has passed. We are, as I said, just a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale. As we continue further north on Interstate 95 toward Palm Beach, Jupiter, Florida, Port St. Lucie, that's where we expect to see much more substantial damage. We've heard reports of a number of buildings there that have lost roofs. We've heard of other structural damage, a lot of electricity out in that area, as well as some flooding.
Have you seen any people at all?
Just a couple of people. There's a little bit of traffic on the highway back behind us. But this area had been under a curfew overnight, and emergency officials here are still telling people to stay inside. There's power lines down. There's traffic signals out. In fact, the only fatality in this county so far was a traffic accident, somebody who was at an intersection with a signal that didn't work and got involved in a car accident. So they're telling people it's really not safe to get out yet.
And elaborate a little more on the damage that you've seen. I mean, would you estimate there's a great deal of it?
We're going to see a good deal of damage further north of here. The eye of the storm is actually still on shore near Port St. Lucie, Jupiter, the town of Stuart, Florida. That's where they're getting a real hammering, and we're going to see the structural damage there.
NPR's Adam Hochberg, he started driving north from Miami, Florida, early this morning. Adam, thanks a lot.
Okay.